studying this week, I had an idea. I was so touched by the words that Paul wrote to Timothy in our New Testament lesson that I decided I wanted to try to take Paul's words and write a letter to you like Paul wrote to Timothy. So it's based on the structure and on some of the words of that first chapter in 1 Timothy, but this is my letter to you. I, Anna Elizabeth, child of God and pastor, called and ordained of the Church of Christ, set apart to teach and preach the limitless love, grace, and mercy of God through Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. To all God's beloved at Holly Grove Lutheran Church, who are all members of the Communion of Saints, who are my beloved, grace, mercy, and peace to you, from God our Mother and Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am grateful to God who rescued and healed me from all I endured for the sake of the gospel, so that I might be sent to you. On September 30th, 2020, 2 years ago, I learned of the news that I was assigned to the North Carolina Synod because the bishop and the members of the bishop's staff believed that I would be a good fit, to be your next pastor. They sensed the Spirit telling them that my gifts were what Holly Grove needed for the next season of being Christ's church in the world. On that September day, I began to see glimpses of a future that God had long been preparing for me and for you, for us to live life together. Since that day, as our lives have been woven together by the Spirit of God, I have not ceased in praying for you, day and night. You, my beloved flock, you are the gift that I waited so long for and worked so hard for. You are the answer to countless prayers, and I thank God for you. Each of you are a gift to me. The communion of saints is powerful in this place, and the faithful heritage of this church is strong. The faith of the women and men of this family of faith have shaped and formed you in your faith, both as a church and as disciples. Their faith and their witness is not and cannot be forgotten. And now, as you live their legacy, and as you live lives as faithful disciples, this cloud of witnesses continues to surround you and cheer you on. So, beloved, listen to their cheers and take them to heart, because the race that we are running is long and it's hard. So many of us are weary. In this particular place, we have lost so many loved ones in the past year and a half alone. And although we do not grieve as those without hope, because we know that Jesus has defeated death, our hearts ache because they are no longer with us in person. And so many of us and our loved ones have endured struggles and challenges. And let's face it, the world around us can make us feel discouraged in a way that is so heavy, it feels like it weighs us down. So quiet yourselves, brothers and sisters, to hear the cheers of the communion of saints that surround you, so that you can take their cheering you on to heart. They know how difficult life can be, and they have now won their rest in the church triumphant. It is there that they surround us. It is there that they cheer us on. They cheer us on to lay down everything that hinders us and to keep running the race with hope and endurance. They remind us to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who became human and knows every struggle and every pain and every human experience that we have gone through, are going through, and will go through. Jesus endured pain and suffering beyond what we can even comprehend, and yet he was so faithful and obedient to God, to bringing God's kingdom here on earth, that he was killed by the religious authorities of his day. Jesus defeated death and sin and all evil, and he is now seated at the right hand of God, and he will come again. But until that day, we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who ran the race that is before us and prepared the way for us so that we can run it faithfully with hope and endurance. Sisters and brothers, remember your baptism and remember it often, because when you were baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, you were adopted into God's family. The God of the universe and the galaxies and all the stars too numerous to count made you God's beloved child. And when you were adopted into God's family, into the communion of saints, you received salvation. You received the gift of the forgiveness of sins, and you received your eternal life, which began that day and you have been living in ever since. When you were baptized, you were filled with the Holy Spirit, who will never, ever leave you. And you were anointed with oil, as the sign of the cross was marked on your forehead, which set you apart to live as God's faithful people in the world and for the sake of the world that God so loves. When you were baptized, you received the gift of salvation, which was not based on your works. It was based entirely and completely on God's love for you. Nothing, no thing can ever separate you from God's love. Nothing, no thing can ever, ever undo your baptism. Nothing, no thing can ever undo your adoption as God's beloved children. Because God loves you as a parent with a love that cannot be contained, with a love that words cannot even begin to express. Nothing, no thing can change God's love for you. Brothers and sisters, when you were baptized and sealed with the Holy Spirit as the sign of the cross was marked on your forehead, the pastor also laid hands on you and prayed for you and gave you the calling to let your light so shine so that others may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Rekindle this gift of God that is within you through the laying on of my hands. God did not give us a spirit of fear or of cowardice, but a spirit of power and love. You are forever God's child. You are forever sealed with the Holy Spirit. You are forever marked with the sign of the cross. And you are still anointed, set apart to bear God's redeeming and creative love to all the world. Most of you, when you were baptized, you probably don't remember it. You might have a few pictures, But I'm not sure how many of you have ever had hands laid on you and have had someone pray for you. So just like Paul wrote in his letter to Timothy about the laying on of hands, I'm going to come stand at the font with my anointing oil. And if you'd like me to lay hands on you and pray for you and mark you with the sign of the cross to remember your baptism, come. Joe, child of God, you have been sealed with the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen. Amen.